Okay, so today we will start a new siman, page 257, Siman Tzadik Ches. Now we've been discussing about things we have to do in order to put ourselves in the proper frame of mind in order to daven. Daven Shmoneh Esrei. So the Machaber says, maybe the most important halacha that we'll learn in this topic, Hamispalo, one who davens, sarch lechaven libo perush hamilos. Shemosu bisfasav, that person who davens has to concentrate, has to focus himself to the translation, the meaning of the words which he brings out, which he says with his mouth. V'yachshov ki ilu shchina kenegdo. And he has to think, or imagine, or visualize that Hashem is right in front of him, the Shekhinah is right in front of him. V'yasir kol machshavos hatardososo acha tisha'er machshavoso v'kavanoso zaka b'tfilaso. And a person has to remove all the extraneous thoughts which pull a person down until the point that his mind and his thoughts and his concentration is clear and his tefillah is clear, right? This is the hardest thing to do. V'yachshuv, and he should think, and then on the side they say, Ilu haya medaver lifnei melech basar v'dam. Imagine if you were standing in front of George W. Bush. I knew you'd laugh at that, Mr. Haya mesader devarav. You would prepare what you say. You'd have it set. You wouldn't fumble around. U'mechavim b'hem yafel l'bal yikashol chas v'shom. And you make sure that you wouldn't stumble. The presentation was clear. So certainly, when you're standing about someone bigger than the aforementioned president, George W. Bush could understand what you're saying, but he doesn't understand what's in your heart or in your mind. Hashem does. He delves into the deepest recesses of a person's mind. And this is what great people used to do. They used to separate themselves and think, concentrate, next page, 258, until they reach such a level with this awareness that they were able to separate themselves from anything physical. And their mind was so clear, became very strong, till they were able to reach a level that was close to nevuah, prophecy. Let's say an extraneous thought enters a person's mind while they're davening. Yishtok, stop. Stop your davening. Until that strenuous thought goes away, or you push it away. And a person should think about, before they daven, about things that subjugate the person's heart, and enable a person to focus and concentrate to Hashem. And you shouldn't think about things that are frivolous, like a baseball game or something like that. Something like that. Whatever. No matter if, even if there's a World Series. The Rama says, V'yachshav kol matfila min roma was hakel, yis'ala. Person should think before davening, and this enables us to prepare ourselves mentally for davening, about the grandeur of Hashem. V'shiflos ha'adam. And conversely, how low, how insignificant a human being is. V'yasir kol tanugei ha'adam alibo, and don't think about where you're going to eat tonight or where any physical pleasure a person might get. And the Rama finishes, v'asir la'adam l'nashik banav haktanim beis hakneses. Person shouldn't kiss his children in shul. Kedei likwa belibo she'ein ava ka'avas hakmakom. So that person has an idea that there's no love that like a person should have, even the love for a child, as much as a person's love is supposed to be for Hashem. Okay, so now that was a lot to digest there. Let's go back to the original idea. Obviously, the most important idea about kavana, about focus and concentrating while we daven. Very beautiful Mishnah Berurah on the back page, on the first page in Aleph. So the Mechaber said that a person is supposed to think about the explanation of the words that you're saying, whether you have an interlinear sitter or not, whatever the case may be. And the Mishnah Berurah says, "Val yachaven avam b'shemos v'yichudim." Person shouldn't think about the highfalutin, very deep and profound ideas that there are in davening. Rak yispalel kepshuta. A person should daven very simply. Lahavin hadvarim bekavonas alev. To understand the words that he's saying with concentration. And then he goes on and says, unless a person's a great person, the Aruch HaShulchan says the same type of idea. Person's a great person, so on and so forth, so that's different. But he says that there is also, if you're not on that high level, thinking these very deep ideas, which there definitely are in tefillah, has a possibility or a danger of messing up a person's tefillah. So rather, a person should just stay with the simple understanding, the simple explanation of the words, brings down that. The Rashal brings down about a Rebbe of his who said that after all the books of Kabbalah that he learned and everything, at the end, no matter, even though this was an extremely lofty person, he just davened like a child, like a very simple child. Like, in other words, what does the word mean? What does the word mean? And in fact, the Aruch HaShulchan says this very clearly, that when this idea that the Mishnah Berurah cites, that if you're on a high level, you can think of all these things, he says that really doesn't apply to us. That Aruch HaShulchan says very clearly that we should just try to concentrate on the simple explanation of the words, what every word means. Okay, we'll stop here for tonight, and Ritz Hashem will continue this, talk about kids, bring kids to shul, all that type of stuff. Talk about that in Ritz Hashem tomorrow. Hopefully nether.